This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In case you haven't noticed, I haven't gotten much into the speaker race. You know, but here's what I find most pathetic. If you want my opinion about it, I'm going to tell you what I find most pathetic. I find that we don't have enough control of the House, barely enough, that Democrats could have wrestled the speakership away from us. How pathetic is that? In a time where the Democrats are at their most vulnerable, these people have been exposed as lying, scandalous scumbags and skanks. Unbelievable. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is a travesty. Look, all we want are principled politicians. Is that too much to ask for? Can you just do what you say? Look, I have this conversation with my kid all the time where I ask him a question. I go, is there anything that you've asked of your mom and dad that we don't deliver on? You got to go to a tournament. I need to be there at this time. Do we get you there? School starts at this. This is what I want to do. I want to switch schools. I want to switch teams. Here's what I'm looking at. I'm struggling with in baseball. I need a coach. I need this. What, is there anything where we've let you down? And now why am I reinforcing this to him? Number one, I'm letting him know you need to be a stand-up guy. See, we're stand-up people. Melissa and I are. We do what we say. We say what we're going to do. And we have friends who know this. And they're willing to go out on a limb for us. I could give you some conversations I've had with people that I've helped. And then I go to them and say, hey, listen, you need your help today. And they go, oh, man. And they hem and they haw. And I think to myself, seriously? There was no hemming and hawing when I gave my help. What do you think happens to that person on my list? They're off the list. They may never need my help again, but here's what I'll tell you. They'll never get it again. And it isn't that you're helping because you're looking for a tit for tat. It's not that. You're helping because the idea is we help each other. If you don't, and by the way, I have talked to my friends and I've been in need and they say, Kev, I'd love to help. I can't right now. No problem. But when you can, you should. And what I'm getting at is, it's about principle. When did we start sacrificing on principle? When did character no longer matter? I don't know when it is. I'll tell you this for me, it's mattered from the beginning and it matters now. And as a kid who lost his mother at an early age and whose father was in prison and who was looking for people to believe in, because that's what happens when you lose the people most close to you. You're looking for people to believe in. Why do you think these kids end up on the streets dealing dope and getting into gangs? Because they can believe in those people. Those people may have rules that you and I don't understand, but they follow them. They got a code that you go, what? That's a crazy code. But they follow it. And those kids are addicted to that because they're looking at it going, you know what? I understand the code. If I break in, this is where I fit. And they understand that. Why can't we have that? I mean, I'm not talking about blood in, blood out. I'm not talking about that. But why can't we follow a code? We have the guidebook. The guidebook is your Bible. The second guidebook is the Constitution. If you need that, I don't really need it. But if you want to use it as another set of guidelines for your society, fine. Let's have those as our two guidebooks. Is that not enough? Don't you want people McCarthy. He says, this is what I commit to do on behalf of the government, you know, representing you. I expect him to do it. Just live up to what you say, dude. And so when we don't get that, we start compromising. Well, you know, I mean, he had to do it. And so what has government become? We don't have line item veto where you vote on one thing. This is what I'm voting on and that's it. We don't have that. We should have that. Why should the military's budget be tied to some idiotic policy on transgenderism? It shouldn't. The military should be funded in and of itself. You either fund it or you don't. In every single line item, you want to get your pet project through, sell it. Explain it. Anyway, what I'm hearing about the speaker's race, looks like Jim Jordan. I like Jim. Spent enough time with him to know he's a good guy. And I'm going to tell you this, he'll be tested. They're going to test him. The Democrats are going to make us want to hate Jim Jordan. I promise you. Don't you think for one second this will be an easy thing. If he's the guy, I don't know. I honestly can't tell whether he is or he isn't, and I don't really care. I mean, I'm saying I hope he makes it, but I'm saying it's not a priority for me. This speaker thing is not a priority. Yeah, he's a third in line. But Jim Jordan's, as far as I'm concerned, he's been acting like a speaker to begin with. This is the guy that says, let's hold their feet to the fire on Hunter Biden stuff, him and Comer. They're the ones looking into these guys. McCarthy's just been sort of a figurehead. These are the guys doing the work. So I'd love to have an active speaker, somebody who's in there saying, I'll fight for you. But understand this, you're not going to like everything he does or has to do. You have to believe in him. Do you believe in Jim Jordan in terms of his conservatism? I would say to Jim Jordan, and I'll probably give him a call and say, Jim, you do realize you're going to need to explain things very clearly when they don't go your way. Because they're going to be coming after you. And they're going to come after Matt Gaetz for making the change for McCarthy. We got to be ready for everything. But the biggest issue is this. And I go back to Jeff Landry winning the governorship of Louisiana. You got to back these people. You got to vote en masse. You got to show, if we show them we are undaunted by them, the Democrats would freak. They're already freaking. They're looking at this Jeff Landry poll outcome. They're looking at Trump endorsing. They're looking at the inability to get rid of Trump. They're looking at the stuff that Joe Biden's getting into. They are freaking out. And they have every reason to freak out. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this coming hour.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I assure you of this, people listening to my show. Many leftists support Trump. They may detest the man, but they love the outcome of his work. They are experiencing things that they never would have had Trump remained president for a second term. And if anything puts Trump's work on Front Street, it's Israel getting hit by Hamas. We talk about terror. I've talked about it much of this show today. But what we didn't have was a lot of it during Trump. We saw it start to go down, and the trend was good. The same way we saw the border issue get resolved. It wasn't fixed, but it was getting fixed. The same way we saw our dependence on foreign oil get resolved. It was fixed. We no longer depended on foreign oil and became an oil and gas exporter under Trump. Now the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is at its lowest point, maybe in history. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I give you those, the information about the show, and I hope you jot it down. I hope you
appreciate what we do here, and you say, you know what, I'm going to make a note to jot this down and tell a friend. Or I'm going to make a note to jot this down and act on something. Get involved in your area politically. Something that strikes you. Maybe it inspires you to go to the one of the things that we do, whether it's the Flick Fest or Seeking Educational Excellence, and say, Kevin, I want to help. Maybe it inspires you to write to me, say, you know what, Kevin, I got 2 hours a month I can give to you. And you know what? Tell me what it is you want me to do for those 2 hours. I don't know. I mean, I know what I will tell you what to do, but I'm saying I don't know what it is you can give. But whatever you can give, we accept happily, because that's how we're going to win. And everything that we're talking about today, everything I'm going to relay to you, are things you can take to the bank. This is information you can use to confront anybody. And then send them here. And if they keep debating you, send them to me. I'll straighten them out for you. I'll be big boy. I'll be daddy. Protecting the kids, the little cheerings, I will protect you. Tell them, you know what, I'm not going to argue with you. Call Kevin's show and debate your point. And I'll put a beat down on them like they've never felt before. Donald Trump had one of the best presidencies. Forget terms. He had one of the best presidencies ever, first or second term. And outside of him getting bamboozled on COVID, this man was a rock star. And what I'm telling you, people, listen to me. People know this. The left realizes it every time they go to the grocery store and they get that formerly 16-ounce bag of chips. It's now 11.5 ounces, but still costs 30% more. They say, wait a minute, what's up? I can't feed my kids. When they go fill up their cars and they go, what? And they're getting fractional tanks. They're not filling up. They're getting 2 gallons or 3 gallons, 1 gallon, just enough to get from A to B. When they want to go out and have a nice dinner or take the kids out, and they look at the budget and go, we can't do it. Just rent a movie at the house. That's if you can afford cable. I got rid of cable. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, at my house, we looked at everything. Rent went up $800 a month. I'm almost $30,000 more I pay under Joe Biden than I paid before. 3 years, almost 10 grand a year. Gasoline, guarantee you $3,000 more per year. When you got a kid you're running around from baseball every other day, I'm talking miles. Told my son, this is when it was $4 a gallon. I said it cost us $16 to take you to and from baseball. Practice. Then there's games on the weekend. 50 miles, 60 miles one direction. On a car that gets 22 miles a gallon or something like that. You can do the math and see, this is expensive. Just living is expensive. Food cost. I don't even know. I know it's much higher. So you look at all these things and you go, I wasn't going through this. So before we delve into the whole Israeli thing again, the litmus test in looking at evaluating Trump is easy to make. There's lots of them, right? Would we be in war with Russia? Would we have spent $200 billion in Russia? The answer is no. You know this. Would we have left $20 billion of armaments or whatever in the Middle East in that botched departure from Afghanistan? How would Trump have left Afghanistan? You think there'd be Americans over there suffering, running for their lives? Afghanistan interpreters, whatever? Do you think that would have happened? Do you think people would have been hanging off of aircraft like it was Vietnam all over again? You know the answer. Would we have the rampant inflation that we have? How about that stock market? How's your stock market doing? Under Trump, let me tell you, my buddy, his name is Levi, called me up. Kev, I got some extra money. I said, Levi, you got about 8 months to do this, unless Trump gets reelected. I said, here's how you're going to make money in the market. I'll get Levi on the show if people don't believe me. He put his money in. I told him, here's the formula you follow. Levi, if he didn't double his money within 6 months, I mean, I'll buy you a steak dinner. Levi was feasting. I said, you can do this as long as Trump is president. The market's going to go up. Here's what you want to invest in. Put this much here. Play this one here. And here's the formula. You guys are like, Kevin, won't you do that for yourself? I did. I did make money. Melissa was mad at me. She was like, golly, you didn't tell me we made all this money. So now because we got beat up on our taxes. So did Levi, I'm sure. But the point was, it was predictable. You knew what the market was going to do. You're lucky if you made money during the time of Biden. One of my benefactors lost $4.5 million in a year where he was going to give us an endowment for seeking educational excellence so we could go in the inner cities and change lives. And Joe Biden stopped that program. That's how bad it was. How's the economy overall? You know, we got our bond rating dropped from AAA to AA during the time of Biden. Also, it happened in the time of Obama. You know who built it back up to AAA? Do I need to tell you? I've contended, folks, on this very program and many other places. Donald Trump is not despised the way the media wants you to believe. And in fact, people that didn't like Trump like him. They get it. They're like, you know what? We had this guy wrong. And when we come back, I'm going to play. You probably know the guy. He's a billionaire. And he's changed his mind about Donald Trump. I can give you many other people who did as well. People that I know directly. Keep it here, folks. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House of Representatives heading into yet another day without a speaker and likely another day of votes and Republican infighting and a failure to get enough support twice over so far for Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. Hundreds were arrested at the U.S. Capitol yesterday during a Palestinian protest.
About 300 Jewish activists supporting Palestinians were taken into custody. A large group gathered in the Cannon House building rotunda and around the Capitol complex. The protesters were heard chanting, "Ceasefire now."
Joran Vandersloot confessed to killing Natalie Holloway after she rejected his advances. Beth Holloway, Natalie's mother, was both shocked and relieved by his admission, saying as far as she is concerned, this is over. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump is popular, and he's popular for one reason. People want the truth. They can handle it. Donald Trump tells you the truth. I was doing a radio show, and I said, Trump will tell you if you're fat. Does this dress make me look fat? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it does. Very fat. You look super fat. You don't want to wear that dress. That's Trump. It's almost like a Tourette-like non-filter. It is what it is. He's going to tell you. He's going to deliver the bad news. And he's going to rip the Band-Aid off. He's not going to sugarcoat it. It's bad. You know, these guys have been doing this to you for years. We're going to fix it. But you know what he does? He gives you the bad news, but he says, but it's not all bad. It can be fixed. You just got to be willing to do it. You got to have the intestinal fortitude to say, I'm going to fix it. Let me ask you ever dealt with problems in your life? Just curious. Did you run from them? And how'd that work? You get a letter from the IRS, do you ignore it? What problem did you finally go, you know what? I got to confront this. And what happened when you confronted it and you dealt with it? Well, if you're like most people I know, you got a relief. You got some way to solve the problem. And you know what it did? It made you feel good. You don't feel good running from your problems because they're going to catch up. But you do feel good when you go, wow, I did it. I overcame. We have taught people to run from their problems. And Donald Trump says, I'm not running from problems. I'm going to confront them. And I'm going to confront these because they're big. These are not little problems. The border issue was not a little problem. Our dependence on foreign energy was not a little problem. Our economy post-Barack Obama was not a little problem. Our debt is not a little problem. Our budget deficit is not a little problem. I could go on. And little by little, Trump was iteratively fixing them. And you know, I was doing a friend of mine's radio show who's a libertarian, and he says, well, you know, but he still isn't addressing the debt. He's not addressing this or that. And I go, let me ask you this. Is he addressing any of the other problems? Well, yeah. Okay. So why don't you give him time to address the other ones? If he's solving some of these problems, do you think that maybe in the lineage of things he'll get to the others? Well, he's not talking like he's going to. Okay. I'll give you that. But here's what I'll also tell you. Donald Trump may go, I want to do this. X. And it doesn't go the right way. You know what he'll do? He'll pivot immediately. He'll admit he's wrong and say, we got to go a different direction. So maybe today he's not addressing the debt and he actually believes it's not that big of a deal. But maybe tomorrow things will be different. Is he demonstrating that he can do that? The short answer is yes, he is. And he was doing it his entire career as a businessman and as a president. And he became very popular. Because what people wanted was the truth, the ugly truth. There's a movie about it with Gerard, what's it, Butler. And he, that's what he delivers. He tells women, if your guy doesn't do this, he doesn't like you. If she's doing this, she thinks you're a stooge. He gives you the ugly truth. You have friends like that that tell you, hey, she doesn't like you. She's using you. Oh, you don't know. You just don't know. Yeah, I do. See, I'm on the outside looking in. And then what happens? Turns out they're right. No blinders, no nothing. They're right. So not only did Trump get popular because he's delivering the truth, you know what he got that's worse than that for the people that despise him? I use this term a lot. He got sticky. People were like, I like this guy. Yeah, but look at this. He's done something negative. I don't care. You've set him up to be flawed. And now you want me to not like his flaws? He's flawed. He's gauche. He's a boorish. He doesn't come across presidential, but he gets it done. So you've already set it up to where the guy is like, well, he's a terrible guy. He's a terrible guy that gets it done. So then when you come back to me, well, you do understand that he showered with his daughter. Oh, wait a minute. No, that was Joe Biden. Well, you do understand that he's been taking money from China. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Again, that was Joe Biden. You do understand that he's pretended that he's not the big guy and he's on the take from his son and his crackhead son's running. Oh, wait a minute. I catch myself yet again. That was Joe Biden. So what you learn is the flawed guy is really Joe Biden. And the guy who's doing you the favor by it, maybe it's blue collar-esque in approach, but he's doing you a favor by exposing all this stuff and giving you the truth and telling you that the baby's ugly. That's a guy that's sticky. That's the guy that people go, tell me whatever you want to say about him. I don't care. Let me tell you where I'm at. I'm sticky. I don't care. The man deserves a second term. End of story. Almost everything this man has predicted has happened, and you too, so much so you get a sense of awe, unless you're like me and you already knew it was going to happen. You already knew it was the truth. Yes, Hillary Clinton should have been in prison. That's what Trump said, and he was right. He didn't put her there. He should have followed through, called out the Biden family for who they are. The world knows the Bidens are crooked. And when it's proven that Joe Biden started the war in Ukraine because he was compromised, it's not going to look good for his supporters. And neither is the idea that Joe Biden funded Iran, who funded Hamas to go attack Israel. That's not going to look good for Joe Biden, but it looks very good for Donald Trump because Trump's not on the take. By the way, where are Joe Biden's taxes, LLC records, all the things that they demanded of Trump? Where's that for him? Where's this classified case going through? Not right, from what I hear, not very good for old Joe. Certainly, the family's grift is, people are looking at it. I know the writing on the wall for those clowns. But let me let you hear this guy, Chamath Palihapitiya, or whatever. I don't know. He's a Democrat billionaire. And here's what he had to say about Donald Trump.
Voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Joe Biden. But this is the honest assessment. The guy did, for the things that he was supposed to do, a good job. And for where every other president found a way to, frankly, make our situation a little bit worse, specifically around wars, he did not do that. And that is a huge accomplishment that I think needs to be acknowledged. As a Democrat who has been left homeless, who is now definitely in the center, but probably leaning increasingly right, I'm left yet again with an appreciation, despite the messenger, of the message of the Trump administration, because what those guys did was pretty incredible in hindsight. These Abraham Accords, the Accords with Israel and the GCC, the almost accord between Israel and Saudi, to really be able to like find a long-lasting peace is just a real example for the world. And you know, those guys did a lot of really good work. And
it's a miracle, actually, when you look at it. What they did, yeah. You know, despite the fact, listen, I'm no fan of Trump, and I am too homeless.
But this is where, can I say this?
But if you want to objectively look at what they did, it was good work. It was great work.
You have to. And in fact, this is a moment where you have to start to re-underwrite, like, is one's Trump derangement syndrome causing more damage than anything that Trump could have actually done? And I think the answer is yes, because like it's now causing us to not see that good work and then embrace and extend it. So much of the work that happened in that administration turns out to have been right. And that's what's so frustrating for me. The work on the border wall. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. Turned out it was right. Issuing long-term debt to refinance when rates were at zero. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. A structural peace in the Middle East. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. When are we going to stop shooting ourselves in the foot? And when are we going to actually see and take the time to look past who is saying things and actually listen to them word for word?
Folks, there are lots of people coming to that conclusion. Welcome back. Chamath, I can't pronounce his last name, Palihapitiya. He admits he was wrong about President Trump. He appreciates what Trump was able to do. And the other guy who was interviewing him, I don't know who he is, here's what he said. I'm no fan of Trump, but if you look objectively, the guy was a rock star. He didn't say use those words, but that's what he might as well have. So I always like to remind the audience, we're right. You know it in your gut. And I don't know why you come here. I hope it's because you like the show. It's entertaining and you want to support what we're doing, our mission. But what I will tell you is, these revelations are things that I want you to understand. You're right in your gut, and you never should question that. These are the people that have TDR, Trump Derangement Syndrome, and this guy sums it up. We have been not looking objectively. We caused more damage. It caused us not to see his work. And you know what's frustrating for him? He said it, but what's frustrating for him is he now realizes how bright we are and how dumb he was.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look, this is not your father's Republican Party. 30% of it is made up of these MAGA Republicans who are maybe... Democracy is something they don't look at it the same way you and I look at democracy.
The new talking points of the left is to slam the MAGA Republicans, the great uniter, the guy who brought decency to the White House. Slamming MAGA Republicans, that he says is 30% of the Republican Party. You believe that? I've been talking about how Donald Trump is appealing to many people, Democrats and independents included. And he has probably got the most loyal base of Republican support since Reagan, and I think it's even stronger. This, despite not having near the poise and the charisma of Ronald Reagan, this blunt instrument of Republic I Can is making these people lose their religion. Not that they ever had any on the left. OK, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to people, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden wants the world to believe that we're the bad guys, the MAGA Republicans, the equivalent of the radical Republicans of the 1860s who freed the slaves and who fought against racist oppression of people, ultimately leading to all the civil rights acts in the history of America. Those Republicans who started the Freedmen's Bureau so blacks could get into schools and learn how to read, who started the NAACP, those Republicans whose names are on every historically black college and university, the Republicans who fought against the Ku Klux Klan by passing the Anti-Ku Klux Klan Civil Rights Act, the Republicans who made sure that more blacks served in Congress during that period than in any time in history. Judges, lawyers, doctors, blacks had a virtual renaissance during that period, led by Republicans. And our party can't sell that. Shame on them. But you know who's selling Republicanism? Donald Trump. And I'm going to play part of this clip of this guy. His name is Chamath Palihapitiya, whatever. Can't pronounce his last name, but that doesn't matter. He's a billionaire who was a Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton. You know what? Just play the whole clip.
Voted for Hillary Clinton. I voted for Joe Biden. But this is the honest assessment. The guy did, for the things that he was supposed to do, a good job. And for where every other president found a way to, frankly, make our situation a little bit worse, specifically around wars, he did not do that. And that is a huge accomplishment that I think needs to be acknowledged. As a Democrat who has been left homeless, who is now definitely in the center, but probably leaning increasingly right, I'm left yet again with an appreciation, despite the messenger, of the message of the Trump administration, because what those guys did was pretty incredible in hindsight. These Abraham Accords, the Accords with Israel and the GCC, the almost accord between Israel and Saudi, to really be able to find long-lasting peace is just a real example for the world. And you know, those guys did a lot of really good work. And
it's a miracle, actually, when you look at it. What they did, you know, despite the fact, listen, I'm no fan of Trump, and I am too homeless.
But this is where, can I say this?
If you want to objectively look at what they did, it was good work. It was great work.
You have to. And in fact, this is a moment where you have to start to re-underwrite, is one's Trump derangement syndrome causing more damage than anything that Trump could have actually done? And I think the answer is yes, because it's now causing us to not see that good work and then embrace and extend it. So much of the work that happened in that administration turns out to have been right. And that's what's so frustrating for me. The work on the border wall. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. Turned out it was right. Issuing long-term debt to refinance when rates were at zero. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. A structural peace in the Middle East. We didn't like the messenger, so we killed the message. When are we going to stop shooting ourselves in the foot? And when are we going to actually see and take the time to look past who is saying things and actually listen to them word for word?
This guy brought up a lot of stuff, but he omitted tons of stuff. But the point was made. They aren't seeing Trump's good work, which means they're not seeing your good work. And let me just tell you, I'm going to cut to the chase here. What Chamath is saying is, I missed it. I'm a bright guy. I'm a billionaire. I know how to make money. I am living the American dream. And I missed it. I was too caught up in the hype. I was too caught up in the narrative that they were setting, the false narrative, the fake news narrative. And you know what I've learned? Donald Trump was right on everything. And he says, I'm frustrated. It was frustrating because I want to be right. I want to believe that my core principles support what I believe, my beliefs. But he goes, Trump was right on the border wall. He was right on long-term debt to refinance when the rates were zero. You know what Trump was saying? Let's go ahead and get a long-term debt because the money is free. right now. We can use it to start doing things to pay back debt. It's free money. One of my buddies during that period, he told me, he goes, we had a company together. He goes, man, what do you want to do? He goes, let's go get a $100,000 loan because it's free money. If we know we're going to make money, let's take the $100,000 for free, even if it only makes us $5,000 or $10,000. There's no debt service on it, so who cares? A lot of people did that. Trump brought it up, oh, all the reasons not to do it. Anybody want to remind me what the interest rate is under Joe Biden? The fake one that they give you, 7% or whatever, which is really 25, 30%. You want to have them tell you what the real inflation rate is versus the one that they adjust and play with the numbers? I can tell you, I'm paying 50% more for stuff under Joe Biden than I was under Trump. Doubling something in instances, like gasoline. He talked about the structural peace in the Middle East. You know why that's a big deal to this guy, Chayman? Because he can see the dichotomy between Trump left the Middle East with Israel and Saudi Arabia sitting at the same table, with Israelis and Hamas not fighting each other and figuring out how to get along. He did left the same thing with the Koreas. He had Russia backed up, China in check. He had the world much safer. This guy notices it. Now, what did he talk about? He didn't talk about relaxing all this onerous government legislation that Trump said get rid of it, that freed up trillions of dollars and let people, companies give raises without the government's interference. He didn't talk about Trump pulling $2 trillion of those onerous legislations out in such a way that companies gave bonuses out to employees. They were hiring. We brought manufacturing back to the United States. I could go on. He didn't mention any of that. He's giving you the obvious, but he could go into a lot more detail. He didn't talk about a First Step, Second Chance Act, where criminals who had low-level crimes were rotting in prisons because we built a prison industrial complex. He didn't talk about how Trump, he mentioned it, was getting us out of wars. Let me tell you something. Barack Obama bombed 7 places. He started more. This dude had 3 wars working when he got a Nobel Peace Prize. Do you want to know what Salon's headline was for Donald Trump? Let me get it because I don't want to mess it up. Salon said of Donald Trump, let me pull this up. No, guys, it's okay. I got it because I wouldn't. But anyway, the title was, Donald Trump started no new wars, but he is one of history's biggest war presidents. You can look it up. Salon, January 19th, 2021. The man who said publicly, I'm going to get us out of Afghanistan. We don't need to be fighting proxy wars for other people. Focus on America. That'll prevent wars. And in the body of that article, you want to know what they say? Even though Donald Trump said he's going to get us out of wars and he's doing it, it was dumb luck. That's what they called it in that article. Dumb luck. Yeah, well, you know what? When you want to rationalize your stupidity, what you say to the other people is, okay, so what, you got it right with Donald Trump? You want to know what, America? It's just dumb luck. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe we're a lot more smart than we are lucky. What this guy figured out and what millions of other people that are Democrats and centrists have figured out, and many Republicans who were just mediocre, lukewarm on Donald Trump, is this guy knows what he's doing. Whether you like his style or not. I really don't like his style, I told you. But I like the outcome.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.